Thursday and taking you to 7:15 on a Thursday, the 30th of March. It's the last Thursday of the month. Can you believe it? Where did March go? Well, it ran away. And if you are planning on lacing up your running shoes, well, you'll find that, as per usual on a Thursday, it's all happening at our local Dolphin Coast Striders Running Club in Balito. Thursday night is typically time trial night, but the last Thursday of the month is a special one. It's got a special vibe to it. It's club night. The bribe gets lit. People congregate and socialize, and there's generally something special in the air on the last Thursday of the month. And on the radio, we like to get a word from our friends at the Striders, and today, no different. In the house, we've got two for the price of one. We've got Nick and Davey both on the microphone. Nick Akampora, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, thank you, Mike. How are you?
Fantastic, man. I didn't go for a run this morning. I don't have that sort of post-run endorphin high like I'm sure you guys do.
Yeah.
Like Davey on the run here. Davey Fick, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks. Also had a nice run this morning.
See, you guys have that, you just have that glow about you.
Bubbly.
You look like you got your...
No, don't let us fool you. We're actually exhausted.
Well, it sounds like there's lots happening at the moment. So, I mean, it's only fitting. We've got, firstly, a big local running event this weekend. Hey, the Baldwin Properties Marathon, which is our local club organizing and sort of we're pulling that one together on the logistics front. So you guys are heavily involved there, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very cool marathon. There's a 10K, 21K, 42K, and it's all going down this Sunday. So the club is heavily involved in it. We try and get as many hands on deck to help on the day and leading up to it. So it should be an excellent day out.
I know it's kind of a... It's a bittersweet thing because it's such a cool route and such a cool race. But as the organizing club, you can't run on the day. You have to work on the day and make it happen. But is there going to be a sort of pre-race day thing to get the dolphins a taste of the route?
So we do run on that M4 quite often. So it's not something that we're doing necessarily leading up to the day, but we are doing a long run on Saturday, the usual long run. We've got to try to get out of there quickly so that we can get the people down to registration to help out. But yeah, there will be a couple of dolphins. We do a little lucky draw prize to actually run the marathon on the Sunday. And there's also a 4-hour 50 bus that a couple of dolphins are taking through to try and get those comrades qualifiers in.
Sure.
I also just want to make mention of the fact that our very own Barry Holland has flown down a special guest all the way from Kenya. His name is Ezra Kiptu. He is an elite marathon runner. He's going to be attempting a sub-210 marathon, which is absolutely unbelievable. It's it'll be what I mean. It's one of the fastest African.
Yeah, will be very fast.
It'll be very, very fast. So if you're looking for some extra entertainment on the day, definitely go check the leaders out there.
Sure.
Nick and Andrew Rasmus are going to be in the lead
car.
Vehicle. So Nick's going to have to spend a lot of money on fuel keeping up with that guy.
Trying to part the waters, yes.
Gee whiz! And look, it's the kind of route, the kind of terrain that you really, he's got a good shot at breaking.
Yeah, definitely a PB route if the weather allows for it.
Sure. So there's some serious excitement in the air there. And then, further afield, we've got not too far away the Two Oceans Marathon up in the Cape, hey?
15 days.
15 days.
Davey knows it. Davey knows it to the day.
Counting down, hey, just over 2 weeks.
It's like when Christmas is approaching. How many more steps until Christmas?
Yeah, are you that excited, hey?
Yeah, very excited.
Wow. And is there a good representation, a good sign-up and showing from the Dolphins?
Yeah, there's always a good representation from the Dolphins down in Cape Town. There's also they've got the 21K and the 56K, so there's sure to be quite a few pod members on the streets of Cape Town on the weekend of the 15th and 16th of April.
Yeah, the pod squad hitting the streets of Cape Town.
I'm trying to get that going.
Baby's call sign on the pod.
But it's not really catching.
Not catching.
But maybe after this, it might change.
Stick to your guns, Davey. Yeah. You know what? You're ahead of the curve there. Sometimes genius doesn't get recognized.
Thank you.
but back to club night. Tonight is a fantastic opportunity for those that might not have experienced the pod squad and the Dolphin Coast Striders vibe. If you are keen to come and put down your own personal time for a little time trial route, and you can try and improve upon it week on week, there's also an exciting vibe in the the form of a new sponsor coming to Club Night tonight. Am I right, Nick?
Yes, for sure. We've got On The Move coming on as the sponsors of the time trial, the big Club Night time trial, which is the last time trial of every month. And yeah, there should be some great vibes out there. The guys from On The Move are going to have their shoes out for people to try on and see what they like. Obviously not running them for tonight, but they're also going to be doing a nice raffle draw prize of the shoes. So I think, you know, if you have walked past their shops and have seen a couple of those shoes and you thought, hey, I'd like to get my hands on one of them, perhaps tonight is the night to put your lucky name in a draw.
Yo, yeah, get yourself in it and possibly win it.
Yeah.
So cool, man. And for those that don't know where the Pod Squad operates from, where your clubhouse is, Davey, how are you with giving directions?
All right. I'm very bad. So I'm gonna hand it over to Nick, but I'm going to say, as you come down, Belito Drive, and you get down to the stop street, and then in front of you is the Waterberry.
Sure. You're far off, my man. You're far off. But okay. I think go with the Waterberry. So it's next to the Waterberry.
Okay, you know where the iconic Waterberry.
I'm from Umshloti, so yeah. I love the Dolphins so much. I drive 40 minutes every single day back and forth to just be with them.
That's how amazing the atmosphere.
It's infectious, eh?
I can tell. you got the bug.
And anybody is welcome. That's the main thing, you know. So anybody's welcome to come to Club Night. You're also more than welcome to come and join any of our runs in the mornings at 5 a.m. if you're up for it. But Club Night is a nice time. Everyone's quite relaxed. They're having a couple of alcohol-free beers. You know,
they're good recovery.
They're not alcohol free.
But it is a great vibe, and everyone's welcome. You don't have to be a member, but if you do want to sign up and become a Dolphin yourself so that you can run in the Dolphin kits and tackle one of the exciting races on the calendar for the rest of this year, check out the website dolphincoaststriders.co.za or head through to Club Night tonight. What time does it get going, Nick?
So the time trial is off at 5:30. People start gathering from about 5 o'clock.
Very, very cool, and it just goes until whenever because it's, you know, it's festive. It's Thursday
when
it's
the party starts.
Basically, the weekend. Guys, thanks for giving us the scoop. Good luck for the race organizing this weekend. Good luck both of you for the Two Oceans when that rolls around in just over 2 weeks. And we'll see you down at Club Night later on.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Bringing you back to the music on your local station. Here's a local something from Rowan Stewart. In a silver balloon, 22 minutes past 7, Thursday, the last Thursday of the month, and you're on Radio Life and Style.